Okay, good morning, everyone. Great to see everybody. Let's get started. We are in the middle of Slichos. Today was day 3 of Slichos. For some of you, it felt like day 15. I don't know, day 30 of Slichos. When Slichos start, it hits you. It hits you in a profound way, we'll say, in a very beautiful way, but also it hits you. And Baruch Hashem, we're on our way. We're on the train. You're on the train to Rosh Hashanah, to a new year. That Rosh Hashanah will be a very good and positive year for all of Klal Yisrael. We were in the middle of learning about the story of Echanah, which is the Haftorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So appropriate to learn right now and to glean insights and inspiration from the story of Chana and Eli and Shmuel and really everything that ensues. We analyzed for the past a few times that we learned the tefillah of Chana, the plight of Chana, her position, where she came from, what she was doing, her sense of desperation at this specific moment. We mentioned Rabbi Soloveitchik, that at this moment, Elkanah said something to her that triggered her to understand that there was no other way that she can connect with Hashem, connect with anybody else. No one's going to help her except for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a certain type of malchus, there's reliance on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we need to have, need to feel a sense of, connection to him. And Baruch Hashem, our tefillos were answered. We're going to take it up right before that. We're going to backtrack a drop with Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Navi tells us, Vayan Eli. So they were talking back and forth, right? He thinks she's drunk, and she says, I'm not drunk, I'm a woman that's experienced a lot of tough things in my life. I'm an Isha Kishas Ruach Anochi, and I'm pouring out my soul to God. And we all have our own personal challenges that we go through, and we have the things that we have in our minds as we enter Rosh Hashanah. Very heavy things. Whether it's, something that's in the past, that just being back in the Rosh Hashanah mood and hearing the Yiskada, the hearing that Kaddish like brings you back, and you're like remembering all of those like very weighty Rosh Hashanahs, very weighty the rhymes. And when we're going through things like right now, we're bringing other people into our tefillos, and she says, "That's I'm ahead, a lot going on here." Veshbochas nafshi lifnei Hashem, and she says, "Don't get angry at me. That's not. I have a lot of anguish." And I have a lot of strong feelings and emotions here. Vayan Eli. Eli responds to Chana. So, how does he say sorry? How does he say, I'm sorry that I was suspicious of you and I was completely mistaken? So he says the following. Vayan Eli. Vayomer. Lechi. Lechi l'shalom. Go in peace. Lechi l'shalom. So Chazal learned from there that whenever someone's it's choshed as chaver bedavar, whenever one is suspicious of another person, that even means like who spilled the milk on the kitchen floor, right? You're like Shmerel, it was you, and it wasn't. You owe that person a bracha, and that's what he says to her. Elokei Yisrael, itein ashela seich asher sha'alta meima. Hashem should answer your request. So if you look at the word Shela Seich, really, that's not the way you say the word. That's not the way you say Shela. Shela is request. Shela is missing an Aleph here. So the deeper message here is that a Shilya, Shin Lama Yud Aleph, I don't even know what a Shilya means. A Shilya is another word for a fetus, for a vlad. And what he's saying to her is, Yitain es shela seich, Hashem should give you a fetus, right? A healthy baby that you requested. So even this was unspoken between Chana and Eli about exactly what she was davening for, what she was there for. It could have been for a number of reasons, And he intuited it was about children, but he never said it. He never said it. Maybe he was hedging his bets and he didn't want to be wrong. Or maybe he was respecting her privacy as to what she was davening for, which is another lesson here. Another thing to learn from is that maybe we do know things about other people that they don't know that we know. And we don't need to really tell them if it's not necessary. And this is sort of like a wink or tipping of the hat. Vatomer. So, Vatomer, Timsa Shivchascha. So he blesses her, gives her bracha, that Hashem should answer Mekabel all your tefillos. It also happens to be that this language of Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, is not really used so often in Tanakh. And one of the few times that it's used is by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov uses this language to reflect that Hashem was with him. So maybe on a deeper level, he is saying to her, Elokei Yisrael, this language of expressing Hashem shows a powerful connection between the person and God. And he's saying to her, you're just the opposite. You're not a shikora. A shikora, why does somebody get drunk? We're not talking about Purim, no, but a drunk in general, somebody that is, you know, needs something to push away the rest of life. It's putting a cover over life. Is denying what their reality is and wants to avoid things. But whatever it is, you know, it's a cover-up. That's what a lot of addictions are. They're covering up other things. And he is saying about her, you're just the opposite. You don't cover up your relationship with God. It is a deep and profound relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. And she says back to him, thank you, right? You are so nice. I should find favor in your eyes, which her name is Chana. So that's like a double play on words over here. Vatela Chaisha Lidarka. She goes, she leaves. Vatochal Ufanaha Lo Hayu Laod. Right? She goes back home. And her face was no longer the same way. Her face was no longer the same way. You know, people carry a lot on their faces. And she, at this moment, when she was given this bracha from Eli, and she poured out her soul to God, things like sort of calmed down for her. They calmed down for her. And she was able to move on in life over here. Upanei lo yulu od, mefarshim say, is that she right now had a tremendous amount of emuna and bitachon that Hashem was going to listen to her tefillos. Chazal actually learned out something else from here. Lidarka. Right? What does it mean to her way? So the Chazal, this is a Medrash, writes over here that he immediately, as she's about to leave, when she's saying goodbye to Eli, she was Poreis Nida. She was, you know, she became a Nida. So why is that important? Because that's the beginning of this, you know, biological cycle. And you see how it's working right away. That's what they see from the word. V'telecha isha lidarka. That's unnecessary. Lidarka. She didn't go, actually. You'll see. She didn't really leave. She didn't go back home. She went back to the tent. And they're living, still hanging out by Shiloh. They don't leave until the next morning. So that she sees, like, already the bracha starting to begin. Because at the beginning of the menstrual cycle is not just the showing that last month didn't work. But it's also the ability for rebirth. And one of the, it could be that Chana did not have a typical cycle. And this is part of Kadosh Baruch Hu answering her tfilos b'derech teva, in the way of, in the natural way. Ve'eshkimu baboker, the very next morning. Oh, sorry. Ve'telech ishla lekar v'tocha ufana lo yod. And then she ate. She couldn't eat until now. She couldn't bring herself to eat any food. She was fasting. But some people fast because, like, it's the day. It's the enormity of the day. She couldn't fast because she was so overwhelmed and so anxious and so depressed that she couldn't eat. No. Elkanah triggered her. Panina triggered her. And now the eating here is like a healthy, she's back to herself because she's now back to normal. When David HaMelech had a child, Bathsheba, who immediately got very sick, that was their first child, David couldn't eat. But after the child, and he was davening very fervently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this baby should be healed, eventually the child died, lo aleinu. And David, at that right after the child died, he found out about that, then he ate. Because there was nothing else he can do, and that brought back some, for him, some calmness, where he's able to like be a little bit normal again. Not to, God forbid, it's never normal when that happens. But in that situation, they sort of knew it was going to happen. The next morning, they wake up early and they dive into Hashem. This is a halacha, a furish. This is the point of Ishruchak. For those that, or we have a halacha called Lina, that if one brings a korban in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, you have a halacha that you cannot leave that night. You have to stay until the next morning. Right? You have to sleep in your shalayim overnight. If you have to bring a korban, whatever the korban might be, we're told that you have to pray there. Anyway, ufanisa baboker, the next morning you, right, you go home. So you don't leave at night after Yontif. You stay until the next day. Vayashkimu vaboker, vishtachavu lifnei Hashem. Vayashuvu, vayavoa beisam haramasa. Vayeda elkana etzchana ishto, viyiskareha Hashem. So at this moment, vayeda is a language of intimacy. Right? This is used several times throughout the Tanakh. In the very beginning of the Tanakh with Chava and Adam, with Adam and Chava. Vayeda Chava is Adam. No, Yeda Adam is Chava Ishto, I believe is language. So also over here, they are together. Hashem remembers them. And the Navi highlights this point, right? This is an emphasis here. Because her pregnancy was not typical. She wasn't able to have children. Ela totza'a shel birchas Hashem. It was a clear bracha from Hashem. That Hashem remembered her and gave her a child. Vayhi letzkufas hayamim v'tahar chana. Time came, right? And v'tahar chana matei lebin. V'tahar means she conceived. Then she had the child, Mazel Tov. Matikra Shmo Shmuel. Yikare Shmo B'Yisrael. Shmuel, Ki Me Hashem She'ilti. That's the same language we just mentioned earlier. Because from Hashem I asked of him. The Red Ibn Ezra says something very beautiful. Many people try to insert the name of Hashem. If you notice, there are a lot of names that have Hashem's name within them. Gavriel, Michael. People like to insert Hashem's name as part of your name. And it's very nice. You see, you know, whether it's a regular name, as we would call it, like a classic biblical name, Yisrael, you know. Or even, you know, more of the modern names. It's a very nice thing if that can be included. And the Ibn Ezra says that one of the sources for this is Shmuel's name, because Shmuel's name can also be Shemo Kel. His name is Hashem. Not literally, his name is Hashem. He's not God. Don't let that should not get to his head. But his Shmo Kel that we owe, we attribute everything to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's maybe what this means here. The Navi, and this is not the first time, also by Chana, also by Sarah, sorry. The first time that we mention that Sarah is pregnant, the Navi, the Torah also uses the language, but Tahar, Vatelet. She conceived, and then she gave birth. It's important to recognize that both stages are miraculous. So often, Lo Aleinu, it happens where a couple is conceives, and that within itself is a huge miracle. They couldn't conceive. And they, in a certain way, celebrate in a very, you know, tentative, but also in a, it shows a lot of potential if a couple can conceive. And unfortunately, that sometimes it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. It doesn't lead to Vatelet being. So the Navi here is emphasizing both stages to that we recognize, Chana recognized that both were miraculous, and she was tremendously appreciative of both, even though if we don't get the Vatelet, it's sometimes compounds the challenge even more. Because when we see the light at the end of the tunnel, but then we get diverted, we have to turn around and start over, it becomes so much harder, so much harder. And I want to add, in davening on Rosh Hashanah, what do we say about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is what? In terms of the day, the what of the world. You know, what is Rosh Hashanah? Hayom Haras Olam. It was amazing. We were singing with the Hasidim on Friday night. This is like, it was a small group left. We went to about 12 o'clock at night. It was beautiful. And the Hasidim was amazing was for me, I thought that a lot of the main tunes are all the same. The Ein Kitzva, bum, 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 that is universal across the board. And Hayom Haras Olam also was, they sing the same tune, meaning that tune likely is a tune from Masorah. Like Rabbi Salvechik talks about, like certain Nigunim are part of the Masorah. Yom Haras Olam. Haras Shesefasenu is not the same across, but Hayom Haras Olam. So Hayom Haras Olam, our Torah defines as today is the birthday of the world, but that's not really accurate. Hayom Haras Olam, today is the conception of the world. Conception's different than birth. Rosh Hashanah is a day of conceiving. Is it because at that moment of conception is when all the potential of who this child can be, all the genetic, we know so much about this today that we didn't know in the past, the genetic code of what the baby can become is created on Rosh Hashanah. It's not a day of birth. It's even more profound that on Rosh Hashanah, what we are doing is that we are building the genetic code for ourselves for the upcoming year, you know, in which we can create our potential for the whole year. But it starts on Rosh Hashanah. That's the deeper message of Hayom Haras Olam. Vayal ha'ish el kana v'chol beisol lisboch l'Hashem ezebach hayamim v'es nidro. So after the baby, right, the baby's born, what do? They go back. You see how the Mishkan, the Shul, played such a central role in their lives, right? In their lives. So he goes back again to bring another korban, but he's also bringing new korbanos. Right? We do know that a woman needs to bring a korban after she has a baby. The Chana lo alsa. This time, when they went back, Chana didn't go. Ki amra li'isha, she said, listen, I daven hard for this baby Shmuel, baby Shmuel, right? Agi gamel hanar. I am not leaving him. We're not traveling with him. I'm not going anywhere until he's fully weaned. Bav Yosef, the nearest man, Hashem, Yashav Sham Ad Olam. And then once he's finished, then I'm going to remember her promise was to give him, sort of give him to the Beis Hamikdash. Vayomer la Elkana Isha. Asiya Tobeinech. Elkana says, by the way, you see here a very change, dramatic change, shift in the relationship. Before, Elkana was sort of trying to make nice and say things that did not really pan out well. For Chana, it really hurt her. I'm better than 10 children. Here, he says to Chana, whatever you think is good is good. Do what you think is good. I'm fine. Asiya tov be'einayich. Shvi ad gam lechit oso. Don't come. You're right. Right? I have an obligation to go. It's a shoshu galim. I have to go. But you should stay here. Whatever you think is good is good. Ach yakim Hashem is dvaro. So the woman stayed home and she nursed her son until she weaned him. So she stays with him. Right? So when she had finished weaning him, she brings him to the Beis HaMikdash. She was still a young boy. Maybe next time we'll talk about how young he was when he started there. But she gave him off to Eli. Vayishchatu es hapar vayaviyu es hanar el Eli. They brought, they slaughtered the korban, and they brought the korban, and they brought Shmuel to Eli along with this korban. And we'll just stop here because next two psukim, it's so beautiful. So Chana, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years later, comes back to the Mishkan. Atomer bi Adoni, Chay nafshecha Adoni, ani ha'isha nitzeves imcha bazel yispalel Hashem. I am that woman that stood before you to daven to Hashem. Elanar hazeh. He's palati. This was the baby. Just how beautiful and emotional this moment was. She comes back and says, "Elanar hazeh, he's palati." Eitena Hashem li ashelasi asher sha'alta meimo, and Hashem granted my tefilos. Right, so beautiful. Rabbi Yuda Shevi once told me a story that there was a couple that stayed in their house for a very long time. They didn't have any kids. And I think Rabbi Yudin gave them a bracha to have kids. And many years later, they got a wedding invitation, a bar mitzvah invitation in Israel to go to a bar mitzvah. They did not recognize the last names. They didn't remember. And it said the bar mitzvah of Binyamin. Maybe they didn't answer it. And the woman called them and said, "Are you coming to the bar mitzvah? Are you going to be in Israel during this time?" Elanar hazeh hispalalti. Rabbi Yudin gave me a bracha to have a child. We left your house. Mazel tov. We had a baby. What do we name the baby? We named the baby after you. We named the baby Binyamin. And they couldn't make it, but I think on a different trip to Israel, they got to meet this baby Binyamin. Now he's probably, I don't know, his 30s. I don't know. But beautiful. That's that Elanar Hazeh Hispalalti. It's important to follow up. People ask, if you ask people to daven for you, it's important to follow up with them. You see, this is Chana is doing too. Gam Anochi Hishi'iltihu LaHashem, Kol HaYamim Asher Haya, Hu Sha'ul LaHashem, Yishtach Hu Sham LaHashem. And I too, Gam Anochi Hishi'iltihu LaHashem. Now, I am lending him to you. I promised that if we have this child, he's not mine. He's going to belong to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And now, here, I hereby give him to you, and he is going to be yours. Okay, we are going to stop here for today.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Okay, so is Rosh Hashanah, does that fall on the day that man was created, where Adam was created?
Correct, yeah.
So the creation started 6 days before, as we know, with our
Tishrei. Chafei Elul was the first day of creation. We are Zayom Tchilas Masecha. That's what we say in davening. This is the day of the beginning of your creations, meaning referring to man.
So we're getting close. We're almost there.
Yeah, you know what? On Thursday, let's discuss Tfilas Chanan. We'll go on because it fulfills two things. It's Rosh Hashanah, and we're continuing on the Navi. If that's okay with everybody, instead of Parsha this week, maybe to, you know, have a greater, deeper understanding of Tfilas Chanan, we'll continue with the Navi.
And we have a nice breakfast, bagels and lox, on Thursday too.
Okay, so great. So let people know it's Perek Bay.